Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life without taking ourselves too seriously. I'm Brad Kearns, New York Times bestselling author, former number 3 world-ranked professional triathlete, and Guinness World Record Masters athlete. I connect with experts in diet, fitness, and personal growth and deliver short breather shows where you get simple, actionable tips to improve your life right away. Let's explore beyond the hype, hacks, shortcuts, and sciencey talk to laugh, have fun, and appreciate the journey. It's time to be rad. Do you have even the slightest scratchy, sore, or dry throat? This is a telltale early warning sign of the... Hey ladies! You may have heard me talk about Gainswave treatment for improving male penile vascular health and sexual function, and maybe you thought, hey, what about my needs? Well, Gainswave has got you covered with a revolutionary new treatment protocol called Gainswave for Her. As with the male Gainswave treatment, a skilled practitioner uses a handheld device to send low-intensity shock waves into your vaginal area to stimulate a healing response, promote increased blood circulation, and the growth of new blood vessels. After a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective, you get real results with Gainswave reporting an 80% success rate. Some benefits. You will revitalize your intimate relationships with heightened sensation and arousal and enhanced pleasure and satisfaction. Don't contemplate invasive procedures or uncomfortable medical treatments. Regain confidence and reclaim your sexuality with Gainswave for Her. You visit the website gainswave.com, GAINSWAVE.com/Brad, to find a practitioner in your area. You complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment, so please visit gainswave.com/Brad to find a practitioner in your area and take advantage of my special promo that you'll mention when you find your local practitioner. Buy 6 treatments and get one free. Okay, here comes another in our series of overtraining symptoms and warning signs inspired by the Primal Fitness Expert Certification course. Learn more and get a discount from Brad at primalhealthcoach.com. We talked last time about things like excessive thirst, easily overheating, inappropriate overheating, frequent urination, especially at nighttime, and sodium-potassium imbalances leading to symptoms like headaches, muscle aches, spasms, and cramping. And so to go deeper into that, the symptom I'll address first on this show, muscle twitching, cramping, and transient muscle pain at rest. Overactive fight or flight mechanisms are sort of getting you ready and edgy for battle while you're sitting at your work desk or trying to watch a show and relax in the evening and come down off the many stress-producing stimulation that you experience in busy daily life. So instead of recalibrating back to homeostasis where your muscles are in a calm state, your muscle tension is too high, and this is affecting your stress-rest balance and revealed by things like muscle twitching, cramping, and transient muscle pain. It's like the statue of David getting ready for battle with Goliath. He's twitchy. He's a little dysregulated. Okay, so you should be able to tone down your muscle activation at rest and relax until it's time to go and warm up and do your next workout 12 hours later. If that's not happening, imbalances in the fight or flight mechanisms. Next is skin problems, things like acne, rashes, excessively dry skin, itchy skin, eczema, rosacea, vitiligo, hives, psoriasis, and other inflammatory skin conditions indicate systemic inflammation driven by excess fight or flight stimulation. Possibly indicate, I could say. Of course, there's other causes like food allergies that can exacerbate skin conditions. So what we're looking for is something that's occurring beyond baseline. Acne is a good example, and a lot of athletes, young male athletes, will break out when they've pushed it too far in training due to that chronic overstimulation of stress hormones, promoting chronic inflammation, including of the huge organ known as the skin on your body. Next, we're going to go to one of the big ones, man. This thing has governed my life and my training decisions for many, many years after learning too many times the hard way when I was a youth that if you have even the slightest scratchy, sore, or dry throat, this is a telltale early warning sign of the impending common cold. It also suggests that you've been engaging in overly stressful exercise and lifestyle patterns. Don't tell me it was because you grabbed the handle at preschool and that's how come you got a cold. The reason you got a cold is not exposure to germs. The germs are everywhere all the time. Have you seen some of those cute studies or videos where they scour a room with a powerful disinfectant and then you can put the special light to reveal that the germs are all over the place as soon as the final rag swipe goes away, that door handle is littered with germs again. So even when you're heavily exposed, your immune system does a really good job at fighting it off unless you are overstressed and run down. So when that throat starts to light up even a tiny bit, you can be sure that a cold will hit and run its course, which is a disaster for a serious athlete because it's going to require 2 weeks of drastically diminished training and or days off. However, if you can pull the plug on your life and rest and fast is another recommendation that I have when you experience mild symptoms of illness like an impending cold, don't eat, don't exercise, don't do anything, get in bed, and it will right itself in a day or two, most likely, especially if you are a super fit person who has either a fantastic immune system or a really shitty immune system in comparison to, let's say, baseline average, depending on how much you are abusing your body and your stress response. So after catching a lot of colds when I was a high school runner, training too hard and having these bomb out periods where a week would be very little training and then the second week would be hacking stuff up and training at a suboptimal level. So it was always around 2 weeks of suboptimal training, setting me back significantly before I could ease back into a pickup where I left off, so to speak. So instead, I started to make the decision, especially as a triathlete, when there was a lot of travel involved, there was a lot of hard training, and I'd wake up with a sore throat now and then, and I would always, always just pull the plug on my life, go back to sleep. Of course, I had a different luxury than people who have to get up and do their daily responsibilities, but I was living and breathing my training as my sole purpose in life, my career and my obsession. And so I was able to just rest for an entire day and I would routinely beat this thing out in a day or two and return to normal training. So my strong recommendation is if you experience a tiny bit of disturbance in your throat or a stuffy head or some of the other symptoms that we're familiar with, completely cease exercise and wait there patiently. Try to downscale all manner of stress and stimulation in your life and wait there until you return to normal in your symptoms. When the symptoms disappear, that's when you have a path to return to exercise. And I'm talking return to exercise gently and maybe a day or two of easy or medium workouts before you go back in with high ambitions. So that slight sore, dry, scratchy throat is a huge one. It's never led me astray. You know, I haven't missed three dang days of training because of my scratchy throat. And boy, do I regret that. But the other way, when you get that and you carry on, and it breaks my heart that so many young athletes that are involved in team sports, the coaches don't give a crap about that. They'll train the young runners anyway, and then the runner will sure enough get a cold or get bronchitis, and their season will be destroyed just because they did two or three extra workouts with a sore throat. So parents, if you're listening, pull your kid out of school if they have a slightly stuffy head or sore throat. I don't know how much more I can emphasize how important this is to break free from our cultural patterns of toughing it out, because it's not that bad. Of course, it's not that bad at the start, but your immune system has been compromised and it's going to get battered unless you do something about it and pull the plug on your life. Thank you for listening to this segment in the lengthy series of overtraining symptoms and signs and warning signs and how to take corrective action, and more coming. I'm so excited to introduce you to Peluva. This is a new zero-drop minimalist shoe with the distinctive five-toe design from my main man, Mark Sisson. Peluvas give you the most authentic barefoot style experience, but with sufficient cushioning so you can use them for all manner of daily movement, especially walking and many other fitness and athletic activities. Peluvas are also incredibly stylish, so you get a barefoot shoe that you're not embarrassed to wear around in daily life. It's been so cool to see the popularity of minimalist shoes grow over the recent years, but Peluvas are a step ahead of every other zero-drop wide-box shoe because of the critical feature of individual five-toe articulation, a separate slot for each of your toes. This allows for correct dynamic movement of the foot through the walking or running stride, which is impossible when your toes are encased into a single box, even a wide box. Well, you might know that minimalist shoes have faced controversy in recent years for causing injuries from inappropriate use. So here is the big picture mission. We want to get you walking in Peluvas, living in your Peluvas, going barefoot in your home or other safe areas as often as possible. Go ahead and use your specialized cushiony running shoes or your basketball shoes, work boots, high heels, things that you want to wear when you want to wear them, but wear your Peluvas as much as possible to reawaken the natural functionality of the human foot to stand, walk, run, and perform. Do you want to try a pair? I'm certain that when you put them on and walk around, you are going to quickly realize that these are the most comfortable natural shoes that you've ever worn. They are designed to feel like you're, quote, walking barefoot on a putting green. Please visit Peluva.com, that's Peluva, and use the code BRADPODCAST and get 10% off your first pair. Peluvas, let your feet be feet. Thank you so much for listening to the Be Rad Podcast. We appreciate all feedback and suggestions. Email podcast@bradventures.com and visit bradkearns.com to download 5 free ebooks and learn some great long cuts to a longer life, how to optimize testosterone naturally, become a dark chocolate connoisseur, and transition to a barefoot and minimalist shoe lifestyle.